Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. High temperatures reach up to 92 this afternoon under sunny skies, southerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 61 tonight, clear skies, mainly sunny skies, tomorrow 90. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Currently, it's 81.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Data from USDA's Economic Research Service released yesterday shows that in 2021, 89.8% of U.S. households were food secure throughout the entire year. Food secure means they had access to food at all times for all household members during the year. The remaining 10.2% of households were food insecure at least sometime during the year, including 3.8% experiencing very low food security. In households reporting very low food security, the food intake of one or more household members was reduced, and the eating patterns were disrupted at times because the household lacked money and other resources for obtaining food. The 2021 prevalence of food insecurity at 10.2%, statistically unchanged from 2020, very low food security was not significantly different from the 3.9% rate in 2020. The Economic Research Service monitors the food security status of households in the U.S. through an annual nationwide survey. The American Farm Bureau Foundation for Agriculture partnering with Grow with Google to train 2,000 teachers on digital skills. The effort seeks to reach 200,000 students in rural communities by the end of 2023 school year. The foundation, bolstering agricultural education curriculum through the Farm Bureau Foundation Fellows Program. That's a fellowship that will allow educators in agricultural regions to teach students where the food comes from. Throughout the 8-month program, fellows will develop place-based curriculum that incorporates agriculture, technology, and key digital skills into an applied digital skills lesson. The lessons then will be available for free to all educators interested in teaching students about food, fuel, and fiber. Find out more at agfoundation.org. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Marysville and Seneca Ready Mix are looking to hire new drivers with Class A or Class B CDL. Stop by either office in Marysville at 1194 Pony Express Highway or in Seneca at 1201 Baltimore to pick up an application. Again, Marysville and Seneca Ready Mix are hiring new drivers with Class A or Class B CDL.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. The Kansas Highway Patrol on Wednesday released its Labor Day weekend holiday activity report, which includes nearly 10 more DUI arrests than the previous year. KHP noted that the reporting period for the holiday weekend ran from 6 p.m. Friday to 11:59 p.m. on Monday. KHP said troopers worked 2 fatal crashes not related to DUIs over the weekend. In total this year, 34 DUI arrests were made. Speeding warnings were up to 645. Speeding citations were up to 796. The Kansas State Fair kicks off tomorrow, and with attendance down 20% from last year, some are asking if those numbers will rebound this year. The State Fair expects anywhere from 325,000 to 350,000 people to visit Hutchinson during the 10 days of the fair. The State Fair estimates the economic impact to be around $71 million. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas, Mid-American Network News.
Burwell Construction's been in business for over 35 years. Roofing, 316-794-3430. Siding, 316-794-3430. Windows, decks, remodeling, 794-3430. And now at Burwell Construction, you can even get a brand new wooden chain link or wrought iron fence, 794-3430 or burwellconstruction.com.
If it's built well, it's Burwell. Burwell Construction.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up an intensity a little bit overnight tonight.
That affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cake Land.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority. Cake News, on your side.
Wichita police say a 39-year-old woman who was reported missing 2 weeks ago and was thought to be in danger has been found safe. The department tweeted the good news yesterday afternoon and thanked those who shared. Amanda Crabtree's family reported her missing on August 24th. The same day, her black Hyundai Sonata was found abandoned with her personal belongings at the I-135 rest stop near McPherson. State Treasurer Lynn Rogers said on Wednesday that the drought currently affecting farmers and communities in western Kansas strikes close to his heart, having grown up on a farm himself. As the drought continues to impact Kansans, Rogers noted that drought conditions have gotten so burdensome that U.S. Department of Agriculture assistance is being offered. He said the USDA has issued several primary natural disaster area designations for counties in Kansas. Rogers said he has started working with state officials and local leaders to find what emergency assistance can be provided to farmers and communities affected by the drought. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-American Network News.
Bob and Georgina at After Hours Feed Supply carry Nutrina and ADM feeds for all of your pet and livestock needs. They also now stock Lindy Spring Water Softener Salt. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 9 p.m., Saturday 8 to 5, open Sundays when they're home. If they don't have the feed you're looking for, let them know, they'll try to find it. Stop by and see After Hours Feed Supply, now stocking Lindy Spring Water Softener Salt at the west edge of Blue Rapids on Highway 9, or give them a call at 363-7344.
Nebraska Mid-American Network News. Authorities in northeast Nebraska are investigating a deadly shooting that happened Wednesday evening. The Nebraska State Patrol's Public Relations Director, Cody Thomas, said authorities are investigating a shooting that occurred around 7:15 last night in Wayne County. Thomas said the Wayne County Sheriff's Office initially responded to the incident that happened around 7:15 at a residence north of Wisner. The State Patrol said that when deputies arrived, they found a male victim with a gunshot wound. According to Thomas, the victim was transported to a hospital where he later died. Thomas said the investigation is ongoing. The president of the University of Nebraska system says it will be all hands on deck to bring enrollment back up. Overall student enrollment declined 2.6% from last year. Nebraska residents attending UNL dropped 1.8%. University of Nebraska president Ted Carter said the numbers weren't shocking, but they are disappointing. Nebraska state colleges, however, saw enrollment increases by 2%. I'm Trace Tall, Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Hey, Dad, did you forget my first football practices today?
Wow, is it that time already? Jump in the new Sportage Hybrid, and I'll be right out.
By the way, Mom said it'd be okay to take some of my friends this week.
So that's what Mom said, did she? Sounds like we better take the Telluride instead.
That's going, Daddy.
Hey, guys, Joe Conan here, General Manager with Midwest Kia. It's time to start hauling the little ones back to school and half the team to and from practice. What better way to do it than in a brand new Kia from Midwest Kia, where we have the perfect size vehicles for every family. Plus, every new Kia comes with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. With our commitment to never charge over sticker price, now is the perfect time to reserve the new Kia that's right for you.
Come on, Dad.
Before we go, what do we tell the team parents?
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See dealer for details.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. A strategic economic expansion and development program is being initiated by the state of Kansas, providing grant opportunities to support development and revitalization efforts through quality of life initiatives. These include child care and senior programming, community vibrancy, access to food retail establishments, and libraries. Local governments, economic development organizations, chambers of commerce, and others are eligible to apply with a 10% match required and project completion within 12 months of receiving grant funds. Seed grant applications are due by September 30th and will be announced in October. Additional details available through the Kansas Department of Commerce website, their email address seed@ks.gov. Kansas Department of Health and Environment has issued a boil water advisory for the city of Seneca. An accident Wednesday afternoon in Marysville resulted in several downtown businesses and residents without power for a time after a vehicle struck a utility pole in the alley between 8th and 9th Streets. No further details immediately available. Big Give Gage is Thursday, 24-hour period through midnight, where Gage County area supporters are invited to give back to their favorite local charities with matching funds available to extend contributions' impact. Big Give Gage will run until midnight. Donations made online day of the event or at the Vintage Venue in Beatrice through 7 p.m. All donations collected will be used locally by the nonprofits. Blue Valley Technologies announcing a project to deploy fiber to Bremen as part of ongoing efforts to reach those unserved and underserved in rural Kansas. The Fiber to the Home project will begin immediately with construction to take place later this fall while contractors are in the area. Blue Valley has recently deployed fiber to Baileyville, Bern, and Blue Rapids, as well as rural areas east of Winifred and north of Frankfort. And they're in the process of building the fiber network in Marysville and parts of rural Nemahal County, continuing to evaluate feasibility of fiber deployment to other areas. The annual Pony Express Gravel Dash is Saturday in Marysville. Riders depart downtown at 7:30 a.m. and will begin returning midday. The event is expected to draw well over 300 riders from several states in the Midwest. John Delmer Gertis, age 89, of Wymore, passed away Friday. Funeral service Friday, 10:30 at the Emmanuel State Line Lutheran Church. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 10 until 8. Family will greet friends Thursday from 6 until 7:30 at the Laughlin Hovett Funeral Home. Wymore in charge of arrangements for Delmer Gertis. Marilyn R. Heiserman, age 85, of Marysville, passed away Friday. Tributes will be shared Sunday, 3 p.m. during a visitation from 2 until 4 p.m. at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville in charge of arrangements for Marilyn Heiserman.
What happened?
This house is too small.
So let's buy a new house.
But we can't afford a new house. Money doesn't grow on trees.
That's why we'll go to United Bank and Trust. I heard they have low mortgage rates that are affordable for everyone.
Well, then let's go right now.
Stop and see me, Nick Wolf, at United Bank and Trust to talk about getting your new home loan process started, or visit us online at www.ubankonline.com. UBank, we deliver. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Staying warmer today before temperatures start to shift throughout Friday. Sunshine today with our highs in the upper 80s and mid-90s throughout Iowa, the upper 90s and lower 100s throughout Nebraska, the lower to upper 90s throughout Kansas, and the lower to upper 80s throughout Missouri. Mostly clear skies overnight tonight, staying mild with our lows in the lower 60s throughout Iowa, the mid-50s and mid-60s throughout Nebraska, the upper 50s and mid-60s throughout Kansas, and the upper 50s and lower 60s throughout Missouri. Temperatures cooling down quickly throughout the day on Friday. Sunshine with our highs in the upper 70s and upper 80s throughout Iowa, the upper 60s and upper 80s throughout Nebraska, the lower 80s and mid-90s throughout Kansas, and the upper 80s throughout Missouri. There will be a slight chance for some showers and thunderstorms throughout Friday night and leading into Saturday. Showers will continue throughout the weekend and temperatures will stay cooler. I'm forecaster Kara Foster.
Average high temperature early September 84, record high on this date 104. The average low 60 and the record low 40. Sunset this evening 7:48. Sunrise in the morning at 7:02.
What's the origin of a best man at a wedding? The surprising answer today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Grainger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits. benefits.
It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. Details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. At meltingbelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. Meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, September 8th, the 251st day of the year. Actor Peter Sellers and singer Patsy Cline were both born on this day. In recent years, September and October have mounted a serious challenge to June as the most popular time for weddings. If you have one to attend, here's some wedding lore to regale other guests with. It has to do with the origin of the best man. German folklore holds that when eligible women were in short supply, men would often raid neighboring communities to steal a bride. To help him carry out the kidnapping, the groom would select the best man for the job. He remained on watch during the wedding ceremony and even guarded the newlywed's home in case the bride's family tried to steal her back. And there is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. You can always find more fun legend stories and lore at almanac.com.
This Saturday, the 9th annual Pony Express 120 Gravel Dash will have 30, 75, and 125-mile categories, including juniors, tandem, single speed, fat bike, co-ed team relay, and bike packing. Riders depart Marysville at 7:30 Saturday. Also Saturday, the annual Pony Express Marathon will be held. Show your support of the riders and runners. They return throughout the day to downtown Marysville. The annual Pony Express Gravel Dash and Half Marathon this Saturday. Be a part of the excitement in Marysville this weekend. An invitation from these proud community merchants, Heritage Inn Express, Bruna Implement, and Blue Valley Technologies.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Chris Kleiman remembers when Missouri and Kansas State played every year in football, back before money-grabbing university administrators ushered in an era of conference realignment at the expense of deep-seated rivalries that in some cases stretched back a century. The Tigers and Wildcats met for the first time in 1909, then found themselves together in the Missouri Valley Conference, where they would be joined at the hip as the league went through changes and expansions before becoming the Big 12. Game time is set for 11 a.m. this Saturday at Bill Snyder Family Stadium. The game will be broadcast on ESPN2. Salvador Perez's sacrifice fly in the ninth gave the Royals a 2-1 victory over the Cleveland Guardians Wednesday night in Kansas City, avoiding a three-game sweep. The Royals entered the ninth inning trailing 1-0, but Emmanuel Clase walked the first two batters he faced. MJ Melendez drove home Kyle Isbell with a tying run, and Perez drove in Nicky Lopez with the game winner. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
If you're serious about wheat yield and overall performance, now is a great time to call your local AgriPro associate. Ask about this year's trial data and the newest release from the AgriPro brand, AP Bigfoot. The AP Bigfoot wheat variety offers industry-leading yield potential coupled with acid soil tolerance and very good tolerance to leaf rust and stripe rust. AP Bigfoot is also your top choice in the AgriPro lineup for combating wheat streak mosaic virus. A list of AgriPro associates as well as agronomic performance data is available online at agripro.com. Hey, it's Andy Hoosier with the Mid-America Ag Network. Stay tuned in right here every day with your favorite radio station and the Mid-America Ag Network as we give you hourly commodity and market information. Plus, we provide you the latest current events and news in agriculture that just may help you on the farm. From harvest reports from around the Mid-America region to tips during planting season, new technology from trade shows, agriculture legislation at the state and federal level, and a lot more. It's your number one source to keep you up and moving on the farm. And it's all right here with the Mid-America Ag Network.
ESPN has set game times for its Champions Classic men's basketball doubleheader set for Tuesday, November 15th at Gainbridge Fieldhouse in Indianapolis. Kansas will meet Duke at 8:30 p.m. Central Time, or 30 minutes after a 6 p.m. contest between Kentucky and Michigan State. KU is 2-1 versus Duke at the Champions Classic. The Jayhawks are 2-2 versus Kentucky and 2-2 against Michigan State for an overall record of 6-5. University of Kansas students with early morning classes in the vicinity of the practice fields next to Booth Memorial Stadium were treated to a catchy tune while walking on campus Wednesday morning. The late John Denver's Take Me Home Country Roads blared over the loudspeakers as KU's football players ran drills in preparation for Saturday's Big 12 opener at West Virginia. Kickoff is set for 5 p.m. Central Time at West Virginia's 60,000-seat stadium. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
High school football, our Friday night feature game, Frankfort at Washington County, live on FM 95.5. Marysville home opener hosting Wamego, live on AM 1570, FM 94.1. K-Prep's pregame show airs at 6. Coach's Corner Roundup follows at 6:30. Then at 7 o'clock, Frankfort at Washington County and Marysville hosting Wamego. College action live Saturday. Kansas State pregame at 9, kickoff at 11. Kansas Jayhawks pregame at 4:30, kickoff at 5. Tune as well for our Coach's Corner each evening following sports at around 5:20 on KNDY.
Hear the roar. Scream the chant. Excitement.
Touchdown, Kansas State! Wow, what a play!
Join us Saturday, September 3rd as the Wildcats kick off the 2022 season against the South Dakota Coyotes on your home for Kansas State Wildcat football.
Your home of the Cats in Northeast Kansas, Southeast Nebraska. KNDY is FM 94.1 and AM 1570.
Stand up and cheer.
He's at the goal line. He is in. Touchdown, Jayhawks.
Hail to old KU.
And Kansas will win. Holy cow.
Wear your crimson and blue and join us each week for Kansas Jayhawk football. Join us this Saturday as the Jayhawks head east to battle West Virginia in the Big 12 opener. Pre-game begins at 3:30 on your home for Kansas Jayhawk football. The Jayhawk Sports Network from Learfield.
KNDY FM Marysville is FM 95.5 on air, online, and on demand.
Landall Company's success story continues to be written by their loyal and dedicated team members. Landall congratulates their employees on another successful year with an incentive bonus of 12.76% or 6.64 weeks of pay. With many career opportunities available, Landall offers career advancement, stable employment, and benefits that include profit sharing, $2 per hour shift differential, 4% attendance bonus, fuel allowance, comprehensive health insurance, and much more. Start your new chapter at Landall today. Apply online at Landall.com, an equal opportunity employer, welcoming vets and disabilities.
Cool, usually dry, or fall weather makes it the perfect time to start a new garden. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Start with a call to 811. This free service locates underground utilities so you can avoid costly damage and injury. With this in mind, locate the placement, size, and shape of your new garden. Use a rope or hose to outline the area. Avoid tight corners or creating narrow grass borders that will be difficult to mow or require hand trimming. Use a shovel or rent an edger to create a V-shaped trench around the garden, fill with wood chips, and this will slow the infiltration of grass and weeds. Take a soil test to determine fertilizer needs, then eliminate any existing lawn and weeds. Next, add 2 to 4 inches of compost, peat moss, or other organic matter to the top 12 inches of soil. Plant now or mulch the garden and plant in spring. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Maybe you live in a city, maybe you don't, but we usually need to make a trip to the city to sometimes get the supplies we need to simply live life. That holds true in the waters here off the coast of Maui. While you don't think you see a city, there is a vast network of buildings here. I'll explain on this edition of the American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Catherine Rapinotti works for Jean-Michel Cousteau's Ambassadors of the Environment program on the island of Maui. Their goal is to help visitors better understand the ocean here. She says it helps to see the nearby reefs as a city.
The coral is what creates essentially the buildings. And then once you have a shelter, then it attracts all kinds of other animals. So our water here is beautiful. It's clear, it's blue, but it's essentially a desert.
And the reef helps overcome the food desert, so to speak, in this water.
There's not a whole lot of nutrients in the water, so the coral reefs are very, very special. They're able to make homes for most of these animals. So that's where most everything lives, is right there in the coral reef.
Catherine says you'll see plenty of fish, but there's a caveat.
We actually have less species of fish than you might think because we are so isolated. Well, maybe if you went down the South Pacific, you might see a lot more kinds of fish.
The reason there may be fewer species here is Hawaii's relative isolation compared to other islands in the ocean.
We're out in the middle of the ocean, so for the fish, maybe they had to, like an eel, float in their egg cycle for 9 months. They're able to float in the currents, and then they were able to make it here. But 25% of our corals, 25% of our fish are endemic, which means found nowhere else in the entire world. They're unique because once they did arrive here, there was such a unique ecosystem, they just became endemic, which means found nowhere else.
So there may be fewer species, but what you see may truly be unique to the islands. Of course, the biggest animals you'll find in these waters are the whales with their unique songs.
Oh my gosh, those sounds. The sounds sound like cows and elephants and squeaky doors, and it's the whales and their males that are singing, and just that kind of mind-blowing, excited look, too.
Those whales have a very interesting life, and we'll conclude with their story next time as we travel the countryside on the west coast of Maui. I'm Andrew McCray.
Planting flower bulbs, put in a few stinking roses too. Hi, I'm Jody Hankey. I don't know who gave garlic that silly name, but it's easy to grow as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
It's harvest time. Reap rewards of your labor time. Cover as many acres as possible time. Light at the end of the tunnel time. And no one helps you embrace the moment like John Deere. Putting technology in your hands that helps maximize your days, cover more ground, and reach record-breaking yields. This season, be your best in the biggest moments. Visit johndeere.com/gainground to learn more.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
Planted some garlic bulbs last fall and was happy with the harvest this summer. Fresh garlic is so good with pasta dishes and it'll grow almost anywhere. Sandra Mason is an extension horticulturist at the University of Illinois. She says most people are familiar with the garlic bulbs at the grocery store, but just as store-bought tomatoes don't have the same ripe flavor as homegrown, garlic from your garden tastes better, and it's fun to experiment with different varieties and distinctive flavors.
Some of them are hotter, some of them actually have kind of a nuttier flavor to them, and you find that people, after they start trying some, they end up with their favorites, and I think a lot of chefs actually have their favorites.
Mason says most chefs like the hardneck type of garlic. It produces better flavor and has a stem through the center called a flowerscape. They have less of an outer bulb wrapper, which makes them more sensitive and reduces their shelf life. Softneck varieties have the white papery skin and under the right conditions can be stored for up to 9 months. No matter the variety you choose to grow, good soil with lots of compost makes a difference. Plant garlic in a big area, too, so it can spread out as it takes root.
What you're going to do is you'll get the bulb, and then those things have the individual cloves, and then you want to break those apart, and you want to do that right before you plant them. And then you're going to plant them about 3 or 4 inches deep, and then about 4 inches apart in the row, probably about 3 feet or so actually between the rows. So you want to give them plenty of space.
Don't be surprised to see some green shoots peeking out of the ground yet this fall. Garlic puts down roots and grows a bit before winter. Learn more about garlic varieties at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Building sandcastles in the sandbox as a kid. I'd use sticks to make the creation steadier in hopes of making it last longer, but inevitably, the rain or a sibling would knock it down. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, it's important to have a strong foundation for your finances, and that strong foundation should be built on your faith and your purpose. Then you can create a financial strategy that includes several elements. It should have your short-term goals, like paying off your car or the balance on your credit card. But it should also include your longer-term goals, like growing your family or planning for retirement. And don't forget to have a bucket for fun expenses so you can treat yourself occasionally. And remember, generosity is an important part of being a good steward of your resources, and God loves a cheerful giver. So don't forget to include generosity in your finances too. With a purposeful foundation, you'll have financial clarity and live with more purpose and gratitude. Every year, hundreds of people die on Kansas roads. Be aware of your surroundings. Read all traffic signs. Always wear your seatbelt. Keep your eyes on the road. Every child needs to be properly restrained. Slow down. These simple steps can help save your life. A message from the Kansas Department of Transportation and this station.
Hummus Trucking Incorporated will always remember the tragic events of 9/11 that changed America forever and would like to take this time to honor all the victims of that day and their families who they left behind. From Hummus Trucking Incorporated in Seneca, commercial trucking and truck and trailer repair. SunMart remembers the horror of the American people during and after the terrorist attack of September 11th and urges everyone to take a moment of silence to remember those who lost their lives that day. From all your friends and patriotic staff at SunMart and Beatrice, shop fresh, shop smart, shop SunMart. OCZ's Paint Works asks everyone to take a moment of silence on Patriot Day, a day of remembrance to honor the victims of the 9/11 terrorist attack, and thank our brave military who continue to fight against terrorism. From the proud military supporters at OCZ Paint Works, located 112 Main Street in Seneca.
Farm Rescue. It's both the name and the mission of a nonprofit organization I'll tell you about today on Farm to Fork.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
O'Reilly Auto Parts knows a farmer's work is never done. We carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts, hydraulic couplings and fluid, fuel transfer pumps, filters, and more. Select stores also make custom hydraulic hoses. To learn more, go to O'ReillyAuto.com and type farm into the search bar. Shop online or in-store at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Are you looking for precision ag technology that works the way it's supposed to? How about a way to make a long planting season, harvest season, and every season in between more enjoyable? Look to Ag Leader for a technology solution that can be used across different colored machinery and in various seasons and field activities. Connect your entire farm with Ag Leader. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com for more information. A group called Farm Rescue has volunteers from 49 states who help to plant or harvest crops for farmers who can't do the work themselves because of injury or illness or worse. The group serves the states of Montana, the Dakotas, Minnesota, Iowa, Nebraska, and Kansas. Illinois will be added next year. Neighbors used to pitch in when a farmer was in trouble. But Lynn Henriksen, who works for Farm Rescue, says those neighbors are busy too.
We're not here to take away from the neighboring aspect, but we are here to help because the neighbors need to get their things done and their crop out of the field at the same time.
Henriksen says Farm Rescue's goal is to preserve family farm viability.
The great statistic that I love to share is 97% of the families that we have helped to this date are still in operation 3 years down the road. And that's a huge, huge thing because a lot of these families would not have been able to keep going, losing a person who was an integral part of the day-to-day operations.
Learn more at farmrescue.org. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jack Aiken. You know, an innovative building component is being expanded nationally to help make farm buildings stronger and longer lasting with reduced maintenance costs.
Dan Nyberg, Morton Buildings sales trainer, says the company's patented DuraPlank concrete splashboard, previously available in limited areas, is now offered by more than 100 Morton construction centers throughout the U.S.
Morton's concrete splashboard is offered as an optional upgrade for new buildings that utilize the Morton foundation system. This system consists of lower concrete columns that eliminate wood in the ground, avoiding natural decay and protecting against potential costly repairs. The splashboard is installed at ground level, connecting to the top of the lower columns. It extends around the bottom of the building perimeter and results in zero ground-to-wood contact. The concrete splashboard is the first of its kind in the post-frame building industry. It's a more environmentally friendly, permanent solution compared to standard wood splashboards that have the potential to rot, decay, or simply look worn over time.
Now, while the DuraPlank can be used in many building types, Nyberg says it is particularly well-suited for farm structures.
Many farm buildings don't have concrete floors. Instead, they may have gravel or bare dirt. This means they are exposed to more moisture. By eliminating wood-to-ground contact, DuraPlank will excel in the farm environment. Morton is proud to offer this technology that provides high-quality, longer-lasting farm buildings that can be passed down to future generations.
Thank you, Dan Nyberg. Now listen, if you need more information about DuraPlank and the Morton Foundation system, all you got to do is go to the World Wide Web. Simply go to MortonBuildings.com. That's MortonBuildings.com. That's a look at your Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Have a great Thursday.
Rusty Ag Ford is taking orders. Order banks will be opening soon for the 2023 model year. At Rusty Ag Ford, we can help you reserve today to get your order in early and be one of the first in line to get your next new Ford. Rusty Ag Ford is taking orders. Don't be left waiting for a new Ford F-150, Maverick, or Explorer. Don't wait for any new Ford car, truck, or SUV. Get to Rusty Ag Ford or RustyAgFord.com and follow the easy 5-minute process to reserve your new vehicle. And you can order your vehicle the way you want it with Rusty Ag Ford's dealer direct custom ordering. Rusty Ag Ford is taking orders. Visit Rusty Ag Ford today or start online at RustyAgFord.com and go to our custom ordering page. Plus, Rusty Ag Ford has over 300 new and pre-owned vehicles available with as little as $0 down, only at Rusty Ag Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyAgFord.com.
Placing order requires a signed buyer's order, valid ID, and signed order preview for verification. Special
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by AgriTech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hay producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. With a looming nationwide strike that would further exacerbate supply chain issues for a host of products, unions representing about 10% of the nation's 115,000 freight rail workers have tentatively accepted a labor agreement from the National Carrier Conference Committee, which represents the five U.S. Class 1 freight railroads, BNSF, CSX, Kansas City Southern, Norfolk Southern, and Union Pacific. The five-year contract includes recommendations for a White House-appointed board, the President's Emergency Board, for a wage increase of 24%, a limit on health care premiums for workers, and an annual bonus for employees. The 10 unions representing the other 100,000 rail workers have yet to reach an agreement on a new contract and could go on strike as early as September 16th. Demand for the services of freight railroads increasing dramatically recently as the economy recovers from COVID, and carriers have been hard-pressed to meet it, in part because of a shortage of railroad workers. The agriculture and energy industries in particular have pointed out that freight transportation disruptions have caused the prices of their products to rise. A study from USDA's Economic Research Service indicates China would significantly increase imports of several ag commodities if eliminated its non-tariff barriers to imports. ERS economists looked at the price differential between domestic and imported pork, beef, corn, and wheat, China's top ag imports, and one of the largest gaps between domestic and international prices. The price of imported pork in China, for example, 213% higher than domestic pork in the 2020 base year, indicating significant limitations on imports, eliminating non-tariff barriers like its ban on pork from hogs, given the feed additive ractopamine would boost profits by 117% in the short run and by more than 400% in the long run. From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
Those pesky flies are back again, and your cows are swishing and swatting at them when they should be grazing. Valley Vet Supply has some weapons to fight those annoying pests. Choose from sprays, pour-ons, dust, or the vet gun that allows you to treat your cows from up to 30 feet away. Don't take on those flies on your own. Get the products you need at Valley Vet Supply in Marysville and keep your cows fly-free and happy.
Livestock through their point of view, and you'll both be a lot happier. It's important to understand how animals literally see their world on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
It's harvest time. Reap rewards of your labor time. Cover as many acres as possible time. Light at the end of the tunnel time. And no one helps you embrace the moment like John Deere. Putting technology in your hands that helps maximize your days, cover more ground, and reach record-breaking yields. This season, be your best in the biggest moments. Visit johndeere.com/gainground to learn more.
A farmer's life depends on the land and sky. Every morning, I hope for either sun or rain to provide a good harvest. But as I jump on my combine, I look down at my BKT AgriMax Terrace tires and feel confident because whatever the sky brings, BKT tires are dependable every season, ensuring reduced soil compaction plus higher load capacity. At least my BKT tires aren't unpredictable. I can always rely on them.
True problems, true solutions. BKT tires, the farmer's choice.
Livestock quietly grazing in the pasture looks like an idyllic scene to you, but in the animal's mind, it's an invitation for predators. From poultry to goats to cattle and horses, all are considered prey species in the animal kingdom. Prey foraging behaviors such as grazing put the animal in a vulnerable position in terms of sight. Lissa Seafelt is an extension agricultural educator at the University of Wisconsin. She says livestock have adapted with eye placement on the side of the face rather than the front.
And what this does is it allows them to have a larger field of vision. They can detect things kind of more their peripheral vision a lot more quickly than a predator could because of where those eyes are placed. But it comes at a cost, and that cost is depth perception. So they have fairly poor depth perception about where things are in relation to distance from them.
Shadows on the ground can be perceived as a big hole, and going from sunlight into a dimly lit barn is like walking into a dark cave where a scary predator might be lurking.
We might need to light up that entrance point so that the animal can see inside and see that, oh, there's not this scary predator waiting to pounce on me as soon as I step into that dark area. You know, I think sometimes we take for granted the difference in lighting because our eyes are very good at adjusting accordingly. Our animal species also do that, but it might be to a slower degree.
Being aware of these natural tendencies can help animal handlers adjust their procedures. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about how animals see the world at agriculture.com.
In the market for a new pickup, the Nordis Motor Company has a 2022 Silverado 1500 custom four-door four-wheel drive, $1,500 off manufacturer's suggested list. And a 22 Silverado 1500 LTZ71, it's a four-door four-wheel drive, $2,000 off manufacturer's suggested price at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. All right, here's what we're looking at right now for corn for September, $6.72. That's down 4¾ cents right now. December corn, though, down 4 cents and three quarters at $6.66½. For wheat, looking at September wheat, you're looking at $8.08½, down 18 cents currently. Wheat for December, $8.29 and a quarter. That's down 15 cents at this hour.
Kansas City wheat for September, $9.02 and a quarter. That is up 0.75 cents. Kansas City wheat December, $8.92 and a quarter. That's down 9 cents and a quarter cent. Taking a look at soybeans right now, you got September soybeans at $14.72 and three quarters. That's up 6 cents right now. November soybeans, $13.82. That's down 1.5 cents. Soybeans for January, $13.87 and a quarter. That's down 1.5 as well. Right now, September dollar looks like this, $109.67. And that is down 15 cents. The December dollar index is at $109.40 and a half, and that's down 16 cents at this hour. As far as gold goes, gold October looks like this, $1,711.20. That's down 7 currently. Gold for December looks like this, $1,720.80, and that's down 6.9 at this hour. That's a look at your market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken.
Burwell Construction's been in business for over 35 years. Roofing, 316-794-3430. Siding, 316-794-3430. Windows, decks, remodeling, 794-3430. And now at Burwell Construction, you can even get a brand new wooden chain link or wrought iron fence, 794-3430 or burwellconstruction.com.
If it's built well, it's Burwell. Burwell Construction.
Hey, it's Andy Hoosier with the Mid-America Ag Network. Stay tuned in right here every day with your favorite radio station and the Mid-America Ag Network as we give you hourly commodity and market information. Plus, we provide you the latest current events and news in agriculture that just may help you on the farm. From harvest reports from around the Mid-America region to tips during planting season, new technology from trade shows, agriculture legislation at the state and federal level, and a lot more. It's your number one source to keep you up and moving on the farm.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides, and rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
Ringing in the 109th Kansas State Fair, the State Fair is celebrating all things Kansas. I'm Malia Walker, and this is Agriculture Today. Brian Schultz, General Manager of the Kansas State Fair, shares what the 10-day celebration will include.
It is September 9th through the 18th. That's a Friday through a Sunday. We are 10 days of action-packed. I mean, the first weekend, for all the producers out there, we have our grand drive, which is our big 4-H youth event. It'll bring in about 850-some youth, just shy of 3,600 entries this year. So that's a huge event for us. And then throughout the rest of the week with our open classes, we have about 350 exhibitors throughout all the species. We have a good number of animals coming in again. Even in our commercial exhibit, our numbers are up, as with our vendors and stuff like that. So we're really, really excited about this Kansas State Fair.
Schultz explains the changes that attendees can expect this year.
This year, we decided that instead of having to go buy a ticket to come into the fairgrounds and then go buy a ticket to go to the grandstand, we've combined all that into one ticket. So if you've pre-purchased your grandstand ticket, on that will be a click or a barcode that you'll have at the front gate. But don't throw away your ticket, because that's also your grandstand admission ticket. So that is one of the nice things about it, is you don't have to worry about buying two tickets. The other thing is the legislature this year passed Senate Bill 2, which allows us to move freely around the grounds with alcoholic beverages. Prior to that, we were confined to the 5 beer gardens that we had. This will allow people, after they've been ID checked, then their wristband, and then they'll be able to go throughout the grounds, other than a few of the buildings that the kids will be involved with their beer or wine that they want to take out of the beverage areas.
Excited about this year's lineup? Schultz lays out the entertainment schedule.
We're celebrating all things Kansas. That's our theme. What we did earlier this year is we put a notice out to all the bands and entertainers across Kansas. The top five then go on to the opening night of the Kansas State Fair for the Battle of the Bands. The top two will then open up for two of our national acts. So that's Friday night. Saturday night, we have Priscilla Block opening up for Parker McCollum. On Sunday, we have Fluffy, Gabriel Iglesias, our comedian. Monday is our Demolition Derby. Tuesday, we go back to country with Eddie Montgomery. Wednesday's our Christian night. That's Toby Mack. Thursday, 80s night, we have Quiet Riot and Great White. Friday night, we've got the Kansas Lottery Chiefs Red Friday Rally. Blaine Howard opening up for Tech Nine. Casey Wolf coming in. We have the Drumline. Then we go Saturday to T.I. and Chingy for the Hip Hop Pop area. And then Sunday is closing night. And for the first time in 20 years, we're going to have auto racing back to the Kansas State Fair.
Sharing how the Kansas State Fair is celebrating all things Kansas, that was State Fair General Manager Brian Schultz. I'm Malia Walker, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Classic country stations in America and still going strong. 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY and K231 AX Marysville.